This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Ended up on the weird side of the internet. It's TJ Billy Hope.
I don't know how I ended up over here, but I keep getting served these videos and I can't stop watching them.
So we're allowed to talk about this on the radio, right?
We are allowed to talk about it on the radio. It is family friendly.
Okay.
I keep getting more and more because I can't stop watching them. So my feed keeps delivering them to me. It's this woman who teaches French and English simultaneously to children. She's like a Miss Rachel.
Hérisson, hedgehog. Hérisson, hedgehog.
Loup,
wolf.
Loup,
wolf. Écureuil, squirrel.
Oh my god, I feel like I'm
owl.
She's I feel like I'm listening to cabaret.
She's dancing.
Cabaret.
She's dancing. She's got overalls that like change color. And there's like all these like cartoon things happening behind her. So it's kind of like Cocomelon where there's like so much movement. And then she has like different sounds. So she'll be like, ton. And she'll like do different words with that sound.
See these videos, it looks like something you might want to ingest something before you watch, if you know what I'm saying. That's the vibe that it's throwing off. And she claims it's for kids and learning a language. And I'm like,
Is there a black light involved?
Exactly. Are there posters on the wall? When a loved one passes away, we need to be respectful of their final wishes. Don't we?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's TJ Hope. I'm Billy. It's the Be Morning Coffee Club. There's this guy in London that joked about wanting a Snickers-themed coffin, and his family followed through on it. Now, I believe that he probably had, maybe in his will, this. The picture of the coffin is, it looks like it's a Snickers bar.
Yeah.
And it says, I'm nuts on the side of it with the logo, you know, the red, white, and blue logo. And it actually, I'm laughing looking at it, but it got me thinking, if I had my will carried through at my final resting moment, what would my coffin look like?
I think we all know what your coffin would look like.
Instead of, you know, where like the pallbearers hold the handles, those would be lightsabers.
Lightsaber handles.
Obviously.
Yes.
Yeah. Isn't it the Falcon? What's the
Millennium Falcon?
Okay. Yes. Everyone just settle down. So can you actually shape your coffin in that way?
That would be kind of roundish.
So just make the tombstone.
Maybe have a theme. Oh, the tombstone could be the Millennium Falcon.
Yes.
Or just like wrap with like all their different faces. Or would you just pick one?
I think you'd have to pick the dark side or the light side. You know,
either you're a Jedi or the dark side.
Thank you. See, she knows more than she claims.
I don't.
You totally know more than you claim.
I watch Spaceballs.
Whatever.
Yeah.
What would yours look like?
Well, I feel like the real question is would it be Bridgerton or Bills themed? What are you more of a diehard fan for? Literally a diehard fan for.
Like old English Regency?
Right, like I'm picturing your like white and blue plates that are like your china, your porcelain, that design.
I guarantee
that'd be so classy and pretty, but then there's a part of me that just wants to be like you know, be good, do good, go Bills.
There's bury your tombstone right there.
That's it.
So I guarantee if we go and look in Buffalo, there's probably a funeral home that already provides Buffalo Bills. I would 1,000% guarantee it.
I saw on social media too, like a younger generation has already started. They have like fully bedazzled, like sparkly ones. So I already know what we're going to put hope in. Something bedazzled with fringe.
Can we put fringe on it?
Absolutely.
Hope always has to disagree with everything we say. It's the B Morning Coffee Club.
She's very argumentative.
Oh, we were talking earlier about, you know, you can when it's time for us to go, you can have a boring funeral. You can have a boring casket. Or like this guy in London got buried in a Snickers coffin. It looks like a Snickers bar. Right. That's funny. I want to go, you know, the Star Wars route.
Yeah, we heard.
For some reason, I can't find the Buffalo Bills music. I don't know where that is for your coffin.
The shout song.
We finalized on Bills, not Bridgerton.
Well, you know, a texter said there is actually a Bills urn. And somebody said TJ would have a Buffalo Bills symbol on hers. So perhaps. Ooh, can I do like
low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections? But you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacid. Almacid is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacid. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The outside, like, go Bills. And then the inside can be all, like, the Regency and the Bridgerton flowers. Side of
the blue and white, yes, floral.
And the roses.
Best
and
of both worlds.
Yes. Yep.
All right, I'm going to write this down.
That's my go-to.
Hold on, writing it down.
It might cost extra because it's basically two different themes.
Yeah.
But I'm willing to take that.
You're worth it, TJ.
I really am. You are. Especially in the afterlife.
What's the cost of forever? You know?
Right.
Now, I wouldn't say that I'm argumentative and disagreeing with you.
Just pick a coffin. What kind of coffin you want to go in?
Well, she's saying there's so many other things besides a coffin.
So I read a book when I was a kid. It's like one of the only books I remember reading. It's called Stroke of Martian and 99 Other Things to Do Before You Die, plus 5 to Do After.
The after part kills me.
Just the title of the book. I'm a half hour. Wow. So
you don't have to be buried in a coffin. You could be cremated, and then here are all the things you could do with your ashes. You could pay to put them in a spaceship and then have them sent out into space to be among the stars.
Oh my God. I'm sure my family would love to use the insurance money when I'm gone to send me into space.
I'm sorry, Liam. We have enough to cover college, but mom wants to try and find Elon's car that's floating up there in space somewhere.
I need to get to space, honey. So
you can be pressurized into a diamond or like a diamond like
jewelry.
Yes. And then your loved ones could wear you in like a necklace or in a ring and then you're always with them. Or you can be turned into a tree and planted.
Yeah, I don't want that. I just cut two trees down out of my mom's backyard. That could have, you know. But I've always said to my kids, so they don't have to put my ashes, so I can still have that. But you know the old Victorian?
No.
The old Victorian wall art where they would remember loved ones? They would weave their hair?
What?
Yeah, that's creepy stuff.
I've never heard of this.
Yes.
Okay, it's hair. I joke with my family all the time that go ahead and take all my hair. And you each can have a piece of it on your wall. Have someone do some hair art.
Nope.
And then I'll always be with you.
No.
No?
I'm going to intervene on that one. Be like, no.
If 2-5.
I didn't know moving to mornings would expose TJ to being the freak that she is. It's the B Morning Coffee Club.
You should have known better.
I did not know.
I've never been silent about this. I've never been silent about my family's I've told them, please turn my hair into art.
This is gross.
It's very historical. Gross. It used a hair would be like braided and put into a book with a poem, like in the 17th and 18th. It's basically supposed to leave like the essence of you, right? Like they would have, if you loved someone, you would have a piece of their hair in a locket. Hair has always been like that. So you can braid my hair and you can stick my body in the ground. What do you need with my ashes?
But that's not what you're talking about. Can you please explain to the listeners what you just showed us?
Hair art. It's Victorian.
Okay, and but there's a reason that nobody does it anymore.
Genesee Country Village Museum has plenty of examples on their walls of hair art.
I was literally just there this past weekend, didn't see a single thing of hair art.
Next to the Octagon House is...
It was closed this weekend.
Okay, oh, well, that's
why. You missed
why.
Out on the hair art.
I'm
because in
so
the Victorian
bummed.
Part of that village, in the house next to the Octagon House, there is on the wall, when you first walk into your right in the living room, hair art.
Hope they it was closed because they had to reinforce the floors because they had so many visitors looking at the hair art.
That's why. See?
I don't know that we need to save hair for hair art, but I have ended up on a side of TikTok where women are taking hair that they have like lost in their hairbrush or in the shower, and they're saving it and turning it into extensions for them to rewear in their hair. Extensions are so expensive. And then if you use your own hair,
yeah,
it matches. It's the same length. So I've been thinking about doing this, but the thought of doing it grosses
it.
Me out. Exactly. I got to collect
it. Are you going to bag it?
The examples I've seen, they have like double-sided tape on the wall and they're just like lining it up hair by hair.
Okay, but weaving it into art is weird, but she's going to stick it on her wall, Billy.
Well, there is a dude version of that. That we'll talk about after the news. I've never heard of it. And I'm a dude. You might be shocked. We'll talk about it coming up after the news.